Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Dégustation de la cuvée Les Quatre Aînés de Verneuil. Alors, au nez,
okay, so this is the tasting note for Les Quatre Aînés de Verneuil from André Petit. So on the nose, we get a certain vigor, since this is a cognac above 40 degrees. It's certainly a very old cognac. The oldest eau de vie is from 1983. A very pronounced rancio dominates initially, apricot, prune, old plum. Those scents characterize what we call rancio. Of course, with a little hint of vanilla and chocolate. It smells of old oak as well. Swirling brings out the less volatile perfumes in a tasting. At the start, any time we taste a cognac, we observe the eau de vie, and then after we smell it. That's the first thing. Then there's this additional factor, knowing that we use a tulip glass. So we coat the sides of the glass to capture other perfumes. With this coating of the sides of the glass, we especially smell the vigor and a slight impression of citrus fruits. Then when we continue to swirl, we bring out all of the other parfums that are the least volatile. The most volatile perfumes are the ones that already left at the beginning. And the coating brings out these least volatile perfumes. That's to say, the more loaded ones, the richer ones. It's at this point when we smell a roasted note, mixed with a tiny bit of jasmine and a little bit of leather. Yeah, it's especially that. So now we bring the glass to the mouth. The first impression, I'd say, is liveliness. We taste immediately that this is an eau de vie that has not been reduced. It's a brut de feu. There's been no artifice, no mixing. It's been like that for many years, so it has a slight aggressiveness, which I'd say is undoubtedly due to the year. I would say that this aggressiveness comes from the 1988 vintage. It was a year that was rather dry, more complex. So we see retronasal, we get this impression of roasting, the impression of a bit of old rum, meaning that it's a blend of vanilla added with coffee and ground coffee bits. Even more so is this impression of old leather that comes towards the end of the mouth. It really has a good aromatic persistence. Probably due to the presence of the strength that it has at the beginning, that vigor. I would even say that this aromatic persistence is in full force during the first 5 to 6 minutes of the tasting. Then, in the 5 to 6 minutes that follow, it goes down a tone. But it's going to persist for a very long time. When we don't have a mouthful of cognac, our mouth evolves with this halftone. We get the impression that it's going to last for a very long time. Maybe an hour, who knows. But it's a halftone, it's receded a little bit. And in generally, when we have a persistence in halftone, the taste buds remain impregnated with the perfume of a cognac for a very long time. And that's the case with this cognac.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!